Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The holiday season is upon us. A time of joy. A time of cheer. Yet sadly, not everyone feels like celebrating. Sometimes it's hard to make it through the holidays. And sometimes you just need a helping hand. That's where we come in.
So, I received a Facebook message over the weekend, and I reached out back out and said, look, I need you to submit it through Hope for the Holidays, and I'll have Jake and T look for it. So Jake had reached out to this young girl and said, I know you may never read this, but I hope you do. I've been a faithful listener for many years and my family as well. I'm a freshman and a junior teacher at a Topeka High School, or at Topeka High School. She's a third-year teacher. We are a historically impoverished school with a staggering 80% poverty rate among many different races. Our kids face struggles that no one should ever have to, especially teenagers. A small group of teachers recently tried to get a free clothing bank off the ground to help these kids with basic winter needs, shoes, socks, coats, or the highest need. We have no funding, and we're working solely off donations. The problem is that most of the items we receive are very used and not in the current style at all. I want to return dignity to these kids. Kids who feel like they've lost it all. A student today came to me requesting shoes because his have holes in them and water soaks his feet. I bought him shoes from my own pocket. Because these kids mean more to me than you ever know. Faces filled with shame, tears streaking, the thought of having to ask a teacher for something so basic and necessary as a scarf or a coat or shoes without holes. Maybe you could just mention this and your listeners to attempt to garnish more donations for this cause. I would like to give students a little hope. Thank you for your time. Emma Brand. Topeka Public Schools. I can't even read it. So, Jake spoke with her. She's been a teacher for 3 years. T, let's see if we can pull her up. Is she able to talk right now? I know we're running really close to her having to be at work.
I think she can still talk. Nothing. When you showed this to me, like just Jackson going into middle school and kids 13, 14 and knowing...
Well, she's got a job at a Topeka school, and, it doesn't pay a lot. She reached in her own pocket and paid for that kid's shoes. We don't pay teachers enough, and these kids don't have anything.
Hello.
Emma, my name is Johnny. We're on the radio. Is that okay?
Yeah.
So, I read your letter this morning, and I know you spoke with Jake yesterday. Tell me, you've been a teacher there for 3 years. How old are you?
I am 25.
25. And so you've been there 3 years. And tell me about Topeka High School.
Topeka High School is amazing. It's a great place to be. I am probably a little biased, but I think we have the best students out there. The main issue with a lot of our kids is just the poverty levels here are... enormous. I mean, 70% to 80% poverty rate, free and reduced lunches, things like that. But the kids are amazing. They're so caring, and it's going to make me emotional just talking about them. They're just really great kids, and they have needs that, we weren't really even aware of until we started digging into this free clothing bank, and it's really coming to light that there's such a high need for basic winter clothing, clothing in general, really, shoes, things like that. And
They're teenagers, we're trying to do here. You know, and it sucks so much to be different than anybody else at that age. It's, you know, and it's awful to stand out. It's worse. It's terrible to stand out because you're having such a hard time. Your shoes have holes in them. You don't have a coat.
Absolutely. What kind of implored me to reach out to you guys was Friday I had a student reach out to me via email, and he just expressed to me that he wanted to check out the clothing bank and see if they had any shoes that would fit him because he walks 2 miles to school every day with holes in his shoes and the water soaks his feet. So, you know, I told him to come by during lunch and talk to me, and we'd go check it out. And he opened my door and then immediately closed it and started to walk away. And I just knew it was him. And I went after him, and just, you know, the look on the kids' faces when they have to ask for help it's heartbreaking. And, you know, I went out and bought him a pair of shoes with my money this weekend because I can't have these kids not have these needs. You take these things for granted every day, and these are teenagers. You know, they're in situations that they can't control.
I get it. So
I'm sorry, what?
No, I get it. I'm just trying to gather my thoughts because it's not good enough. But we live in this incredible country. We just watched this election unfold and people acting like, and this is happening still. There's still kids in high schools, kids in junior highs walking to school with no shoes on their feet or with shoes that aren't
Absolutely.
Worth anything, freezing and shamed and shamed, but nothing they did, but they're just, you know, it's a hard way to grow up, man. It really is.
Absolutely.
You
And it's very hard from a teacher's perspective because we want these kids to succeed and we want them to show up and do their best every day, but how can we expect that if we're not meeting the very basic needs? How can we ask them to be their best when they don't have
Exactly. Why would a kid not go the wrong way when everything else sucks?
Exactly.
Yeah. So the idea of a clothing bank, though, and I see what you're saying, is the kind of clothes you normally get donated, especially in an impoverished area, are going to be pretty used and wildly
Absolutely.
Out of style. And that sucks. And I know, sure, there's going to be a curmudgeon somewhere who goes, they should be happy for what they get. You know what? Life isn't like that. It really isn't. And we can do better. We're worth more. We have more.
Absolutely.
So what does it take? I mean, if you want to start one, what you guys have put together a model of what it would take to begin that clothing bag.
Yeah, we've started accepting donations. The high majority of it has been teachers cleaning out their closets and bringing in things that they think could help. At the moment, we're just using an old utility closet with slanted roofs and makeshift shelves with extremely dim lighting just to sort of get things together.
What can we do? What do you need?
Our goal originally going into this was somewhere around $3,000, and, you know, so far, we haven't had any monetary donations. It's been all just goods. And that's, you know, it's amazing to see people donating things out of the kindness in their hearts. And we're so thankful for that.
Why did you become a teacher? I mean, honestly, you're like, why? You know, because you guys, you don't make enough. And you could have probably come to Kansas City and worked at a much less harsh environment.
I've just got to tell you, you know, this has been my calling. It's always been my calling. I love these kids. I really do, and especially the ones that, you know, go through things that they shouldn't have to go through. I was very fortunate to have, you know, a great family growing up, and, you know, they worked their asses off to give us everything we needed. Did we not have everything all the time? Absolutely. But
what do you tell me?
I can't not do something for these kids because they deserve everything.
We're gonna do something. Take a breath. Tell me, but I want to know what you see in their faces. Like, what is it when they're asking you?
It's so hard because, you know, I'm a young female teacher, and a lot of the kids that have come to me are young male students, and I think it's really hard for them to ask for help. They're so, you know, embarrassed and, you know, the teary eyes, and when they're just asking for a pair of socks, and you know they need so much more than that. And that's the thing, you know. My student that came to me on Friday, I asked him, hey, do you need a coat? Looks like, you know, you don't have a winter coat. And he said, oh, no, my sweatshirt is fine. And he's wearing a zip-up hoodie. And I just,
Listen.
The eyes full of tears, it breaks my heart.
Emma, you hold on. Stay there.
Okay.
Stay there. It's not good enough. I'm ashamed of myself when I think about everything I have, everything I'm allowed to do. Last night, you know, we're drinking whiskey with our friends in a big rock band, and they're lovely people, but I just think, my God, we're so much better than these kids suffering like this. So, Jake, we're going to three. Let's go. Rock, you're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, Misty?
I'm doing great.
What can I do for you this morning?
I'd like to give $300.
It's a lot of money.
It's okay.
What do you do?
Well, I'm actually a state contractor, and I just got a promotion. And the reason I call in is because you guys helped me in 2010 and changed my life.
How do we help you?
My house burnt down, and I had recently lost my job when that happened. And I'm sorry.
I think you're wonderful. I think you're wonderful to call back and help.
And actually, Pink High is the school that my daughter went to. And I think she was there when you guys helped us out and helped us get back on our feet.
And you're doing well now.
I'm doing great. I'm so blessed.
I love you. Hey, you're a good girl. Misty, Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Johnny.
Drop that off any U.S. bank. You know, you know the drill.
I do.
Got him. And how beautiful is that?
God lover. Yeah. She knows.
This whole thing works. It works, man. Ron, let's get to work.
Yes, sir. Let's do 100.
Perfect. What do you do for a living?
I'm just an office guy.
Well, I mean, 100 bucks is a lot, and it's going to change some kids' lives. You're a good man. You're a good human, man. I appreciate
it. Yeah, I want to help those kids. I was there once, too.
Sucks, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Hey, any U.S. bank, hope for the holidays. We're going to do this, okay?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, man. You're on the air. Good morning.
Yeah, I'll do 500.
Jesus Christ. Who's this? What's your name? Sharp?
This is Sharp.
Sharp? What, 500 bucks? Why do you call?
High school's tough enough when you don't have a few nice things. Huh. Get them a coat.
Yeah.
Take away a little burden.
Yeah, something to feed, just so you can feel good about yourself.
You make me cry, and this makes me feel better. So I'm doing it, so hopefully those kids feel better. We can't have too many DJs running around.
That's a fact. There ain't enough room, God damn it. My bucket full of dick jokes is almost empty. So, all right, I love you, man. Thank you.
Yep.
All right, stay right there. That's 500, another one. Josh.
I do 500 also.
Look at you. What do you do for a living?
I own an underground drilling company.
That's fantastic. What kind of drilling? Do you do water wells?
No, Google and AT&T.
Oh, okay. So you got 500 extra bucks in your pocket?
Yeah, man. I mean, there's no reason. Stuff that we take for granted every day, these children need. So.
No, I read letters like this, and I'm just... I mean, I've always been grateful, but I just realize, you know, Jesus Christ, man. There's kids out there that really just the basic necessities so we can get them into a good place in their life, man. And it all starts with how you feel about yourself, right?
Exactly, man. Exactly.
All right, listen, stay right there. You're a good man. Going to heaven, my friend. Where are we at?
You're at 1400.
All right. Jenna, welcome to the show.
Hi, Donnie.
Hey.
I'd like to give 200.
You're a beautiful girl. You got kids?
I have a baby that I work to give the world to, and it breaks my heart hearing these older kids not being able to even have socks and shoes.
Well, man, this world's coming fast for all those kids. Like, it's your adult. It's coming. And it's hard,
absolutely,
man. And it's not fair, and it's mean. And you got to give them the tools. You got to, you know, don't start them at such a disadvantage, you know?
Absolutely. I agree 100%.
All right. You're a good girl. I love you. For that. Let me go. Oh, hi, John the Builder.
How are you today?
I'll tell you what. I just found out what makes hangovers worse, and it's crying.
Gosh. Hey, where are we at on this?
$1,600
Okay, she's getting this journey. You know, we all have to take that first step to get this journey going. So let's take a big leap here. Let's go $1,500, and if we need more, let's do more.
Dude, you just closed the gap. No, that's what she needed. Now we're at $3,100 of the $3,000 necessary to start this clothing bank. You, my friend. I don't know if we're all going to heaven, but I know we're not sitting next to the furnace, I hope.
I'll tell you what, everybody that calls in and does this, it's so unbelievable.
Dude,
it's
I tried stuff. To explain, and you, are you kidding me, every year for 15 years, thousands, tens of thousands, John's helped with. And I'll tell you, man, it for me, it's doing something great is important, and helping people is important, but hearing the goodness in others, strangers, to me, that's what just every time.
Yep, makes it all worth it.
Yeah, you stay right there. I want you to hear this. Miss Emma?
Yeah, it is.
So you heard?
Yeah, I did.
So listen.
It's amazing. It really is.
All right, will this start it correctly?
Yeah, it will. It really will. We can go out and get coats and socks and shoes.
Listen,
I'm really blown away. Thank you so much to everyone.
That money will be ready today. If you have the time this week, I want you, I mean, ASAP, I want you to fill it up, get as many coats as you need, many pairs of shoes as you need, and then if you need more, you come back to us, and I will make it happen. I'm telling
That's
you,
so
even if Hope for the Holidays is over, come to me. I'll write you a check out of my account.
Thank you so much.
No, thank you. Look, if someone wasn't an advocate for these kids, if some teacher burned out, maybe they're angry because they don't get enough money, or they're tired of what they do, or they've lost their empathy. You know, it'd be so easy to push these kids through. You know, and just turn your eye and turn it off. You know. And it really takes somebody, these kids will never forget it. And you're going to change a lot of lives. You're going to be a great teacher.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Merry Christmas to everyone. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.